Eric George and Lindsay Dragan. We're going to let them open up with a song, and then we'll talk to both of them. I hope you'll enjoy hearing them as much as I enjoyed their sound check and our conversation. Along with Eric George, here's Lindsay Dragan.
The shell, oh, the spiral, the staircase, the hammer and the nail, never been one for that old carpentry. No, oh, I can count on my bones, they radiate out without the axes. Oh, and I'm working on being good to myself. I am taming the lies that the world has taught me. But oh, what do I do? Ooh.
That was a great song to hear on a morning like today. Lindsey Dragan, along with Eric George on percussion. And Lindsey, tell me about that song. Is it, I'm guessing it's yours.
Yes, yes. man, it's, it appeared on my most recent release. I released an album in 2014, so it's a few years old. And it was kind of the centerpiece to that album. I was living in New York City at the time, in Brooklyn, and my now husband and I had just moved in together, and I think we were both trying to figure out, like, just some life things, like what we wanted to do, and figuring out how to navigate New York City just to, you know, as adults trying to make a living. And you know, there was a lot of how do you say, I guess, apprehension about staying in New York, and how it was, like, kind of gradually grinding us both down a little bit.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, and just trying to explore that. And you know, and I, at the time, I was also really starting to fall, like, deeply in love with him. So,
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like I had a lot of questions about, you know, I had lived really up until then on my own terms and everything. And then it was like, I really love this person, and I think I've really got to start taking him into account, because it's us now. It's not just me. And that song was about that transition and trying to figure that out and answer those questions.
What's it called?
Weight of the World.
It's a good W-A-I-T?
Yeah, like the, like.
Oh, okay, W-E-I-G-H-T.
Like the weight of the world on my shoulders.
I can see it working, like, both ways, the way you described it. That's the voice of Lindsey Dragan, who's here with Eric George. Now, you mentioned New York City. Mm-hmm. I'm gathering you're not a native New Yorker, based on the adjustment. Where are you from originally?
I'm from here. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Great. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Franklin Park.
Excellent. Well, and we should say hello to Eric, who's here too. Nice to have you.
Pleasure to be here.
It's nice to hear the two of you playing. Are you playing together? I think, are you stripped down a little bit from how you normally perform, Lindsey? Or
That's an interesting question. Actually, no, this is how we've been playing lately. I'm in the process of, you know, fleshing out the sound, but you know, Eric and I have known each other for a really long time.
It's a great sound.
Thank you.
Hear the two of you.
Thank you.
Sometimes due to schedules or just due to space, we'll end up having a sort of an unplugged or acoustic type of set. You guys really match each other very well. Eric, how did you two meet?
So, before Lindsey was in New York City, she was out in Arizona. And then before that, she was back here in Pittsburgh, and she was a teenager and playing, you know, different open mics and coffee shops and the Borders bookstore back at the Northway Mall. May it rest in peace. On McKnight Road.
I remember it well.
I would go there and just catch different songwriters doing their thing. And you know, there was, at the time, I mean, she was a kid and, you know, just really loved what she was doing. And a friend of mine from years ago, another session drummer here in Pittsburgh named Alan Muckle, had done the drum tracking on her EP back then. And so there was this, you know, mutual friend and love of music. And, you know, then, you know, I mean, I was married and, you know, graduated married, and she was, you know, like 16 or 17. And so she went off to college, and people just kind of lose track of each other. And the wonderful world of mutual friends from New York City, musicians, kind of reconnected us a number of years back, and wound up playing in her and Mike's wedding a few years ago. And then they wound up moving back here to Pittsburgh. And so it just kind of, we kind of just fell into it, you know. Been a lot of fun.
It's great the way that works out. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. I want to be sure we get a chance to hear as much music as we can. What would you like to play next?
We're going to do a new one. I'm currently writing for the next album, and so we're going to do one that will appear on that. It's called The Rage Inside.
Thank you.
stay in this place. And I'm coming, I'm dry with my drinking cup. And I want to bend the arc branch to them. And I'm standing on the shore watching waves roll in. And they gather like a mob in the distance. And what do you want me to do? 'Cause I got so much to lose, and I don't know how you don't hide when I'm running for cover from a raging side. On a quiet night, I can drums getting clearer, and I'm staring down the line of unbroken chains. And body ends, and your eyes fill with sand. I don't think it's wrong to want a little more. 'Cause what do you want me to do? 'Cause I got so much to lose. But I can't ignore the rising. Been asking all of these years, do we look in or we drown in tears? Or we look in or we drown in tears? You might as well be kind and learn to work with the raging sun. Oh, I don't even hide from a raging sun. Oh, and I don't even hide from the raging sun.
Lindsey Dragan with a relatively new song, along with Eric George. You two really fit together well, listening to that hand percussion. And I'm not sure, hearing the cymbal work on that one was, I don't know if you saw my hand. I was trying to think, could I do that? Could I execute those cymbal moves with one hand like that? That's not easy. Although the way my hands shake after the coffee this morning, it might be about right. You have a great voice. Did you sing growing up, or how did you develop?
Well, I've been doing this really since, I've been playing guitar about 21 years, and I started playing out not too long after I started playing guitar. So did I sing growing up? Yeah, I always had songs in my head. Like, one of my earliest memories is having melodies in my head when I was like 2-3 years old. I always loved singing along to the radio, even trying to figure out harmonies. I grew up on classic rock and a lot of the like rich vocal harmonies of that time, between like a lot of stuff coming out of Southern California in the 70s and, Motown stuff in the 60s. And in terms of, did I grow up singing? I never really sang in I did like chorus informally in elementary school, and I was in like a contemporary ensemble at my childhood parish, because I grew up Catholic, and I was in that. But I got a chance to kind of study vocal training in college, and that was really really helpful. Especially,
I was going to ask you if you did study voice at all. Where did you go to school?
So I did my undergrad at Pitt, and I took about a year and a half with Dr. Doretta Whalen, who's a professor there, and she was great. She taught me how to breathe properly because I kept blowing out my voice, and so she taught me to take care of it. And then I studied a couple times under Norma Garbo up in New York City a couple times. I picked up a couple vocal lessons because, again, I kept blowing out my voice. So I did my undergrad at Pitt. I did my grad at NAU, or Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff. Does that answer all of the questions?
Well, there's more, but no, you've answered. You've been very complete.
Good.
But no, there's just a certain the tone of your voice and the timbre, I guess, that I think really shows as you're singing.
Thank you.
It's really quite beautiful. You mentioned a new album that you're working on. Do you think we might see it before the end of the year, or is it more likely next year?
Definitely not this year. I have a toddler at home, and we're sending her to preschool, so that takes precedence this year. I'm hoping to get into the studio, though, sometime next year to start. It still might be a while before you actually see it released, but we'll head into the studio at some point, probably about a year from now. For now, I'm just kind of working on really developing these songs with Eric and more musicians as the year goes on, and really making sure they're just perfect, before we head in next year.
Mm. That's good to hear. How old is your child?
She'll be 2 in just a couple weeks.
And what's her name?
Ayla.
Ayla, what a pretty name.
Thank you.
That was the voice of Lindsey Dragan. Eric George is on percussion, and we're going to get right to another song. Lindsey's playing guitar, in case you didn't figure that out. What's next? We're tuning. That's a good thing.
Yes. The song is done in drop D, so I have to drop the low E down real quick. This will be another one off the upcoming album, and we try to do like a little smattering of old and new for today. So this is called Everywhere.
Pick me up again off of these boards of despair. I grow tired of the journey, it seems to lead nowhere. I used to be the slash and burn type, scorch the earth. Then I was faced with real survival, so I put the fire away. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Ooh, it's everywhere. Go and put the war away now. You know nobody wins. It takes courage to face it all and tell that we mean something. Tell me, is it enough for you? These rivers of blood of people mostly innocent to satisfy.
Lindsay Dragan, along with Eric George. Are you playing out anywhere soon?
Yeah, actually, a week from today, so July 28th, I will be at Full Pint Wildside Pub in Lawrenceville with Alan Ghetto and Vit DeBacco. And so we'll have a good time that night.
That sounds like a great place to hear some music.
And, one of my favorites.
And you do have some music already out that people can get a hold of. What's the best way to do that?
There's two good ways to do that. You can come to a show and where I have CDs.
Support the artist twice in one with one action.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That, or you can also get it online at lindseydragon.bandcamp.com. You can also find it, I believe, on iTunes and stuff.
Excellent. Well, I hope you'll consider doing that and supporting her music. We should have time for two more songs, if that works for you. We've got about 10 minutes of radio time or so, so that should be about right. What would you like to do next?
Okay, so we're going to do one off the previous release that we were just talking about. It's called Los Angeles.
Lindsey Dragon, along with Eric George. It's really fun to listen to you. You're a great songwriter.
Thank you.
And I, again, the two of you compliment each other so well. We'll hear one more song from them in just a moment. And Chad's doing a great mix, by the way, too.
Thank you, Chad.
You sound great. And is there anything else? This will be our last chance to talk, but anything else either of you wanted to mention that I maybe didn't give you a chance to?
I just want to say, actually, I have a couple quick things. First, I want to say hi to my husband. Hi, Mike. I love you.
Hi, Mike.
And my daughter, Ayla. I love you, sweetheart. I know you're sleeping right now. I hope you're sleeping right now. and then I also just wanted to give a shout out to Propel After School. We got to hear their segment as we were coming in, and I thought it was incredibly powerful. And if you got to hear earlier about the referendum for increasing after school funding, I highly suggest you support that. I think that's extremely important for the youth of this area. So please support them and support the future of this area.
And that's an Allegheny County ballot initiative that's coming up, and you can learn more about that. It's called the Children's Fund. If you Google Children's Fund Allegheny County, you'll find out about that. Thanks to you both for being here.
Thank you, Larry, for having us.
And what would you like to finish up with?
We're going to do one more new-ish song. It'll likely be on the upcoming album. It's called Radiant Light.
Thank you.
deserted night. It was a long way on.
Lindsay Dragan and Eric George, thank you so much for being here with us.